All right, Mumphy, hey, 11-11 on the day. That's still a good job, a good ride. But more importantly, you led some laps. You got to start. You've got to be stoked on that part of the deal.
Yeah, I've never led a Pro National before. So, obviously, I tried to throw down right away. I led for five laps, and then I've never got such bad arm pump in my life. It was like I totally didn't breathe, and I tried. Like, they put on the pit board, just breathe, relax. I felt so comfortable up there. Like, it felt like one of those races that it was just effortless, and then it all said my arms were just so tight, and then everybody knows how it is trying to ride with arm pump. It's, like, impossible. But, yeah, I mean, it was cool. I basically just pulled the whole shot just to show JT what I was made of, just to show him that I can run up there. Right. But, you know, we're working up just to try and hang in there a little bit longer next time.
Yeah, that's basically it, right? Small little goals. You know the drill, and you lead a little bit of laps. You get a whole start. Yep. And I wonder, like, so, you know, you're racing against factory bikes, and you're a privateer bike on a 250.
Yeah.
Does this help you a little bit in confidence-wise?
Yeah, I mean, that was a sick hole shot. Like, that was a perfect start. I've raced here on 80s and stuff and pulled hole shots then, and it was sick. Like, it was like two-wheel drift around the first corner, and then Justin Cooper passed me up the uphill the first lap, and I got him back, and I was like, all right, sick. And then, yeah, like I said, it was effortless for five laps, and then I forgot to breathe.
Second moto, it looked like you kind of finished where you started?
Yeah, second moto, I think I came around in like sixth, and a couple guys blew by me up the uphill first lap. Then it was like cat and mouse with a few guys. Some people tipped over, you know, some people passed me. It was like one of those things. I was kind of bummed I didn't get 10th overall just with like the first moto. So there's a start crash and stuff, but a lot of people like swapped, like me and Volan swapped moto finishes, me and Forkner. So it's good. I mean, those guys are legit, you know, so it's a step in the right direction, I'd like to say, but I did get 9th last weekend, so it's like, you know, what's up?
Wow, but it was aided by a huge crash, I heard.
Yeah, half the field went down. So luckily I got to show what I was made of for 5 laps today.
No, it's a small gains for sure. This is the end of a 4-week stretch. You ready for a week off?
Well, the week off turns into Hell Week, so can't wait.
Thanks, Davey.
Yeah, Davey's coming out, and he's like, after the second moto, he's like, well, you showed me what you're made of today, so you're screwed. I'm like, well, you love them and you hate them at the same time. So, yeah, I mean, whatever it takes, if I can put the bike, you know, back up front and last longer up there, I mean, it'd be awesome. I was straight up smiling in my helmet for the first 5 laps. It was
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it was like dreams are made of, you know, just it was so effortless. And, yeah, I just had a full smile, but it was cool.
That's awesome. Good job. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.